Hello and welcome to the Mondas Podcast. Today is episode 80. Yeah, 80. I hope you had a good festive time and whatnot, and a happy new year. There will be spoilers for Sherlock and Doctor Who in this episode, so if you haven't seen them, stay well clear. Yeah, so also over the Christmas and New Year, we had Sherlock, and it was obviously a long time coming, and I enjoyed it. It was I'd describe it as life on Sherlock, quite a life on Mars, dreams and weird trippy element to it. Andrew Scott as Moriarty was absolutely brilliant as ever, even if he's just in a tiny cameo. So it makes you dead excited for new three specials. Any Sherlock is just brilliant, isn't it, really? You know, it's one of those shows where Moffat always takes you down the route. You think, oh, it's going to be a Victorian special, and then he just suddenly subverts it. And I'd kind of assumed there would be some sort of twist, but it was good, and it was nice to see all the characters in the Victorian era as well, or his sort of version of the Victorian era. So that was good. We'll see if what they're going to do with the new specials. And if Moriarty is going to be integral, hopefully he is. So I got Starburst magazine over Christmas. That was good. I hadn't got it for years, so that was really good. If you've never checked out before, it's available in W. Smith's in the UK. From Jalos to Doctor Who, Big Finish, Survivors, to big budget stuff, and the X-Files as well, which I'm really excited for. It's a good magazine. You should check it out. And also, the Blue Box podcast had a special around Christmas with Paul Draper from Manson in, talking about various stuff, including Six, which is obviously a classic album, so check that out. And I got two Doctor Who calendars. Yeah, two. Nice. If you want to check us out on Twitter, it's at IanTodd82. So I'm going to just do a brief kind of ramble on about Series 9 now. This is the recent Series 9, obviously. I enjoyed this series a lot more than I enjoyed Series 8, if I'm honest. I thought Capaldi's character was much more user-friendly and funny and not as abrasive, and I enjoyed that. And Clara wasn't as central in this series, and she didn't have an annoying boyfriend as well on the scene. So that was good. The first episode was obviously the first two part was the Davros and Daleks episodes, which I thought were brilliant. It was nice to see Missy back. Shame Missy wasn't in it again. I was hoping for a kind of John Pertwee-esque kind of Missy appearing in it all over the series, but obviously I've since heard that she was filming Gotham, so maybe that's why she hasn't been in it as much. But no, that was really good. I think it was definitely one of the highlights. And episodes 3 and 4, I enjoyed it, with Paul Kay as an alien and stuff. I would say it was quite an average episode, quite strange, and you know, they're going in the spaceship and trying to work out what's killing people, and yeah, it was one of them sort of ones I probably wouldn't rewatch, but was alright. I kind of enjoyed it more than the me episodes. The first episode was quite interesting, but then the second episode was just a bit too much silly humour. It didn't quite work for me. But I didn't really quite know what to make of me, to be honest with you, as a character. I wasn't quite sure if I enjoyed. And obviously the mystery of who she was quite interesting, I suppose. But I think Moffat's done that quite a lot of having a character who's like Captain Jack, who can live forever and all that sort of thing. So I don't really know where I stood on that character. I think the episode that most people didn't really like was the Mark Gatiss episode about sleep in your eye and whatnot. I quite enjoyed that, to be honest with you. I'm a big fan of League of Gentlemen and Rishi Smith's Psychoville and whatnot, and Inside Number 9. So I was really excited to see Reese in this, and I thought it was alright. If that's the one that everyone's whinging about, that's not too bad, is it really? You know, maybe it is something that's going to have a sequel or prequel or whatever to it, and we'll see, you know. But yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was quite interesting in that different sort of techniques in terms of the found footage, you know. Felt a little bit passé with the found footage because that was something that was quite fashionable with in the late 90s, early noughties, I suppose. I really enjoyed the Zygons two-parter. I thought that was really good. Obvious kind of bludgeoned over the head sort of metaphors about the modern age in terms of terrorism and stuff. But no, I did enjoy it. It was good. There were some nice twists and stuff. And I thought Clara's been used not as integrally this year, quite sparingly at times. And I think that's kind of worked. She hasn't been annoying or too in your face and stuff, so that's been good. But yeah, the Zygons were used well, because I obviously loved the Terror of the Zygons and when they were brought back briefly in the anniversary special. So Clara's exit was obviously would been told well in advance, and when it faced the Raven was interesting as an episode. It was quite sad when she did. It was quite a brutal way of dying, I suppose, you know, very kind of Edgar Allan Poe, a very gothic style, but obviously you knew with Moffat that it was never going to be like that, was it? You know, it was always going to be some twist to it. So obviously the companion light episode this year, with Capaldi stuck in a clockwork house building that kept revolving and stuff. Rachel Talley obviously directing this one was very good. It was clever how it was constantly evolving the house and stuff, and eventually when he did get the Gallifrey, it was good at the end. It was obviously Capaldi was brilliant in the series as well. I think his performance really lifted the series as a whole. The finale, I enjoyed it. It was nice to see what they did with Gallifrey, and obviously Moffat always makes you go down one route and then messes with you. And I enjoyed what they did, and obviously the hybrid was left up in the air. Me and Clara off to have a spin-off show or a big finish show in the future. It was interesting to see. So obviously now he's by himself again, which led to the Christmas special. And the Christmas special, I wasn't really expecting much. I quite like River when she's not used too much, but initially I wasn't sure of the episode, but I think the best bits were when Capaldi and Kingston were having them sort of quiet moments and reflecting on stuff. I think that's where the like Greg Davis and Matt Lucas sort of humour and all that was all very well, but I think the best moments were when they were quietly having their moments together and stuff, and when she didn't realise who he was and stuff, and I think Capaldi enjoyed being a bit more humorous and stuff, and it was good. So as a whole, I enjoyed it, the series, and I hope we do have a series this year or some form. Obviously, Sherlock's going to be coming back with three specials, so I don't know when Doctor Who will film, and we've got that class as well at some point. So yeah, so we'll see. So on the whole, yes, I enjoyed it. Out of 10, you say? Out of 10. 7/8 out of 10. And the next episode's going to be all about Tom Baker. So yeah, enjoy, and I'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye.
My best podcast.